children. Yeah. Amen. And that had them sing a little history on. He would be known as Pastor Willis for many years. He dug a workout of Hagerstown that nobody else could dig out. Amen. And now it is now pastored by Pastor Adams, who has it now and still has a thriving church because of Brother and Sister Willis, or Reverend Pastor and First Lady Willis, were able to go there and continue to work the field. And because of their labor, there is a church in Hagerstown. And I feel it. I feel like it's an honor. It's an honor to have him speak for us today on our elder appreciation for our seniors today. And they're not giving up, staying the course. I didn't know, but this gentleman is now, he's a little older than my dad, just about right around my mama's age. And so they still got fire. They still have fire. Reverend, would you please come and minister to us today at your liberty, however you want to minister to us. Minister what God's given you on your heart to minister to the church. What happened to the mic? Someone took my mic. Someone. Praise the Lord for him. There was a mic over there. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Taking those courses there, and I tell you what, I took them personally.
Come on, amen. Amen.
I think you ought to take them personally.
I'm testing.
That you're honoring the elders. Amen. Hallelujah. In my opinion, there's two types of people that seem like they're forgotten these days. It's the real young or the real old. But not so. But not so here at this grace. What is this grace?
Grace gospel.
I'm sincere. I really appreciate that. It impressed me. Hallelujah. I think all the apostolic churches ought to do that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you see, I remember whenever they really did respect the elders, honored them. See, and let me say this to you, church. Don't forget just today, but tomorrow, amen, next week, next year. Honor them then. Praise God. I'm not talking about giving them a fat head. No, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about genuine appreciation and honor. Hallelujah. I want to give honor to the bishop. And it's wonderful to be young. It's wonderful to be young. Once I was young, whether you believe it or not, once I was young... Praise God. But these young bucks inspire me. I like that. My pastor, my father in the gospel, told me years ago, he said, Brother Bill, he said, give it all you got. I didn't understand that then, but Brother Reynolds, I understand it now. I understand it. Your get up and go does slow you down. Hallelujah. Amen. But it doesn't mean we want to. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'll encourage you and advise you to give it the best you got. This is the best thing this side of heaven. Praise God. It don't get any better. I know they say the best is yet to come. I hope they're talking about the rapture. That's what I'm thinking about. But I'm telling you what, it's good living, a good life living for the Lord. Let me say this to you. Don't feel sorry for me.
Come on.
Don't never feel sorry for me. I'm glad I'm apostolic.
Amen.
And I'm not ashamed of it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm telling you this, whether you believe this or not, I've got an investment in you.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Not saying this bragging, but I pray for this church every day. Amen. The pastor and the bishop, I pray for it every day. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad. I'm glad here to check up on you. See how well you're doing. Praise God. But I'm telling you, keep on keeping on, because it's more than worth it. More than worth it. But I am serious. Why somebody hadn't got the Holy Ghost already this morning? Because I'll tell you what, when it's talking about going to see the King, I was in the parade already.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, come on. Let's settle this right now. I know what's going through your mind. I've sat where you sat.
Come on.
I've even thought what you thought. How long is this preacher going to be?
Come on.
What's he going to say?
Come on.
Is it going to do me any good? You know, but let me say this to you. I told Jesus a while ago, I said, Lord, I said, you've been with us to now. I said, don't walk away from me now. No, don't leave me alone now, because I need you. I need you as much now as I did a while ago.
Amen.
Come on, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm telling you what, if you don't have this Holy Ghost born again, like the Bible said, you're missing out, my friend.
Amen.
Come on. I'm telling you what, the born again experience is better than our fellowship.
Amen.
And our fellowship is good.
Amen.
But having that born again experience is so much better.
Yeah,
praise God, because I'm telling you what, you got that born again experience when you leave this place, the Spirit goes with you.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you this, young folks, serve God.
Yes.
Serve Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I do not mean this in the way, serve Him proudly.
Yeah.
I'm talking about biblical proud. I'm not talking about that pride that God hates.
Right, right.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about there is a pride that we can have that blesses God. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you what, it's time that we bless God.
Yes.
He's blessed us too much.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We need to come to church. We need to come to church and bless God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You notice what I said? We need to come to church.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. You know, and I'm telling you this, that there's a lot going on that will distract your attention. Praise God. But none of us need to leave here different than we came, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And let me say this also. I genuinely believe that it's not God's will for a sick person to come among us and leave sick.
Yeah.
I want to say that again. I believed that for years. I don't believe God's pleased. I don't care be saint or sinner.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Because with these stripes we were healed.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And I'm telling you what, the power is still there in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If it was not still there, I wouldn't pray another prayer.
Come on.
But it's there.
It's there.
Hallelujah. And I'm telling you what, it'll show.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. But whatever you do, hang on to this Holy Ghost, water baptism in Jesus' name message, and don't let it go.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I appreciate the Reynolds. I appreciate them. Hallelujah. And we're getting to be quite a few years now we've known them. Hallelujah. And had a lot of fun, you know, and had a lot of blessings with them and good times. Hallelujah. And I'm pleased to see the church moving on the way it is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I don't mean that. I don't mean that with a con spirit. I mean it with sincerity. Amen. Keep on living for God.
Yes.
Be faithful to the house of God.
Yes.
Be faithful to God.
Amen.
You see, we can't be faithful to the house of God if we're not faithful to God.
Right. Amen.
You see, and we can't love the people of God until we love God. I don't know if you know this or not, but love moves people.
Yes, it does. Amen.
But faith moves God.
Yes.
Amen.
Right. That's good.
Love moves people, but faith moves God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I'm telling you this, if you want to move Him, bushel Him out a bushel of love. Hallelujah. Love. And I'm not talking about this crazy stuff, this modern day that we got. Hallelujah. I'm talking about genuine love.
Come on.
Hallelujah. And let me say this to you. I appreciate this elderly service. Praise God. And, you know, Brother Harry Branding, years ago, brought out the sister, read the scripture, let a call for the elders of the church. Any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church. I still believe that. I still believe that. Praise God. Brother Harry Branding pastored in St. Louis for 50 years. He went to the hospital one time to see one of the saints, and he told us, the dear brother, he said, brother, he said, you got this backwards. He said, I'm the last one that knew anything about this. He said, you should call me first. There's a lot of truth in that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And let me say this. Don't cop out by saying, well, you're too busy. I'm telling you what, if he's too busy, God wouldn't put him in as a pastor.
Come on.
Wouldn't put him in as a pastor.
Right. That's right.
Hallelujah. Pray God. So that won't fly. That won't fly. You can hide behind a lot of things, but that ain't one of them.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Call them.
Amen.
That's an act of faith.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. That's an act of faith.
Yeah.
And if you don't call, that's an act of no faith.
Right.
Or little faith anyway.
Right. Come on.
Hallelujah. Praise God, and come on. We apostolics are known for faith. And a lot of people that are neighbors, they get sick or have a need, they'll request prayer. Say, have your church to pray for us. Hallelujah. I have it happen to me every once in a while. Only because they know that the apostolics pray.
Amen.
Come on, friend. Come on, come on, come on. Apostolics, we've got a track record. We better not mess it up.
Right.
We better not mess it up. Hallelujah. Come on, we're compassionate people.
Yeah. Right.
We love human beings.
All right.
We don't pick and choose.
Right. Amen.
Come on, we don't pick and choose. Come on, I know there's a lot of, the devil spreads a lot of rumors among us, but I'm telling you what, there's still genuine apostolic Holy Ghost, Jesus name, tongue talking apostolics.
Yeah,
hallelujah. And I'm telling you what, friend, God is still moving for them. God is still moving for him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you what I'd like to do before I get into the book. If it's okay, I'd like for Brother... I got to stick with the way I preach, you know. Brother Reynolds, Alan Reynolds. That's his brother Bishop Reynolds over here. But Brother Alan Reynolds and Sister Reynolds, I'd like for them to come. Hallelujah. If they would, stand right down here. Praise God, and I'm telling you what, you can't give these people too much honor.
Right.
Pastors has an awesome job.
Amen.
I'm not asking you, I'm telling you.
Right.
Got an awesome job. They need anything but your criticism.
All right.
And let me tell you, if you haven't learned this already, it's easy to come by getting that criticizing spirit. I'm not saying anybody's got it. And I want you to know the pastor hasn't talked to me at all. Except, yeah, he has. Yeah, he's talked to me, so I'll straighten that out. But nothing about any of you people, you know, that per se. Praise God, and that's a God's truth. So we're going to pray. Where's Sister at? Oh, okay, no problem. Oh, she's going to come. Okay, I'll fill in here just a little bit if I can. Think of something to say. Hallelujah. But no, listen, a church needs a good pastor. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you what, you need to follow this brother's example.
Amen.
Man, he was up here. He was up here. I wish I was as liberal as he is. No, come on, I'm not making fun. Praise God. But I'm telling you what, keep it up, brother, as long as you can. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it will. Somebody will get a hold of it. Somebody will get a hold of it. Praise God. But I'm telling you what, people, this is worth putting everything you got into it. Hallelujah. Don't hold back on anything with God. Because I'm telling you what, it's more than worth it. Praise God. And I'm telling you this here, that the word of God is still yea and amen. And thank God. Thank God. Thank God for a pastor that will tell you the biblical truth. Come on. Hallelujah. Man, I'm telling you what, this modern day that we're living in, I'm telling you what, I do not say this smarty or anything, but I've seen a change over apostolics over the years, It's not good. Come on in. I don't believe God's pleased with it. Hallelujah. Now let me say this to you. I'm going to forewarn you. If you get offended at whatever I say, you're guilty.
Right.
No, I'm serious. I am serious. Hey, there was a day that you could point your finger and say, young man, sit down and shut up till you've lived a while. I've been down the pike one or two times. And I'll tell you what, I learned some things. Hallelujah. But I'm not, I'm serious about this. If you get offended, hallelujah, because I'm not here to offend anybody. Hallelujah. I want to bless you, not blister you. Hallelujah. And so please don't take it personally unless I call your name. Hallelujah. Praise God. But come on, Bishop, let's pray for these people. And congregation, if you will, let's stand and pray for Brother and Sister Reynolds. Praise God, because listen, you won't get any higher than this brother. That's the truth. I've watched it over the years. You know, and so pattern after this brother. I'm not talking about mimicking him.
Right.
Praise God, because you can't walk like him, can't talk like him. I've seen him try it, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Right.
I'm talking about living for God. Come to church, ready to rejoicing and worshiping. Remember this, people. Worship doesn't stop and start and stop here.
Right.
Worship starts when we get up on Sunday morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it goes with us 24 hours. This is 24/7.
Yes.
Praise God. So let's pray for these people. You pray too. Come on. Praise God. Lord Jesus, as we come to you for brother and sister Reynolds, Lord, I ask you, Father, move on these dear people, God. Strengthen them, God. Give them the encouragement they need, oh God. Give them the stimulation, oh God. Give them the anointing, oh God. Lord, and the health of the Lord Jesus. They need it, God. Lord, give us the understanding of God that they need, lovely God. We ask you, Lord, to refresh them from time to time. We praise you, Lord. And we bless you, Lord. And we glorify you. And we ask you, Jesus, God, that you will help them, Lord Jesus, to love the church. Love the pastor, oh God. Help them, give it the best of God, oh God. Lord, we ask you to speak to them in Jesus' name. Praise God. Lord, ask your Father to move on. God, move on her, Lord. Hallelujah. And help her, Lord Jesus, in those downtimes, God. Devil gets there for God. Get him off of her, oh God. Lord, we ask you to strengthen her in Jesus' name. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Church, can we praise the Lord one more time? Hallelujah. God, we thank you for the pastors, oh God. Thank you, lovely God, for their family. Thank you, lovely God, for their energy. Thank you for their motivation, oh God. And Lord, we just bless you and we praise you. God, and we glorify you. Hallelujah. I don't know if about you, but I love the church because I love God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And love truth. I love truth. Praise God. I never have had much time for a liar. Tell me the truth. Don't lie to me. Hallelujah. And let me say this to you while I'm thinking of it. Don't let me repeat myself, because they tell me when you start repeating yourself, you're getting old. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know, Bishop, you learned that yet? Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know if you know this or not, but I love to tease this brother. Hallelujah. Wife told me one time, I'm going to Numbers, 32nd chapter. Wife, when she was living, she used to tell me many times, she'd say, I don't know why that man's still a friend to you. I don't understand it. I said, he enjoys it. She said, are you sure? I said, yeah. If he wouldn't, he wouldn't come back for more. Hallelujah. But I'm serious. She said many times. And I did say this, Bishop. I said, if he didn't respond so easy, I'd leave him alone. But he responds so easily, and that excites me. that entices me to do it one more time. Praise God. Now, hey, listen, it's good clean fun. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to I want you to pay attention to what I have to say today. I would like for you to give me the attention that you do your pastor.
Amen.
No more or no less. Hallelujah. Praise God. Second chapter of Numbers and 23rd verse. Hallelujah. And it said, this is Moses talking to the children of Israel. And the children of God, the children of that's the wrong verse. I want 23rd. But if you will not do, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Let me read it again. But if you will not do so. He's talking about their words that you read the back for their words, their mouth that spoke some words. He said, but if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin shall find you out. Bishop, would you pray?
Lord Jesus, we give praise and honor to you today.
God, we ask you, Lord, move in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord.
No man can annul it.
Praise God. No.
No man can take it away.
No, no.
It is there. It's eternal.
Praise God.
God, help us to do your will.
Yes, Lord.
Obey your word.
Yes, yes.
Lines of righteousness and the hope of eternal life. Bless the ministry of the word today by Brother Willis. And we give you high praise and honor. In Jesus'
name. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
You may be seated if you're going to pay attention. Hallelujah. Praise God. No, I'm telling you what. There's no other life like apostolics. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying that boastfully, but I'm telling you, this is a good life. Living for God. Living for God. Hallelujah. It's because we live it at home. We live it on the job. We live it at church or wherever we're at. Hallelujah. We're apostolic and we're not ashamed of it. Praise God. I do not say this bragging, but I have been in malls in a strange area. I mean, you know, not acquainted with the area. And I've had people to walk up to me and they say, "You're a minister, aren't you?" And I wasn't doing anything. I was just normal. Just normal. So I said, "I am." And you know what? It was an honor for them to be able to recognize that. I was glad that they could do that. Praise God, you know, and I hope that it impressed them. Praise God, and you want to know what kind of church? Well, I had a Jewish guy ask me, said, he said, "What a persuasion are you?" I said, "What do you mean by persuasion? Well, you want to know what church in front of me?" I said, "Look, I called him a name. I said, "Look, I said, I've been to the book. I said, I've searched it out. I said, oh, they inspired me. The church inspired me. But the book impressed me more than they did." Praise God. And I'm telling you what, I fell in love with this word of God from the day one, whenever I came into this apostolic. And let me say this to you. I'm not here. By the way, you need to pay attention to what I'm saying, because I'm here to help you. Amen. But whatever you do, hallelujah, if I say anything, I don't intend to, but if I say anything that sounds contradictory to what your pastor teaches, you listen to him. You listen to him. Because you see, he has to give an account for you. I have to give an account for this message this morning. That's all I'm talking about. But he has to give an account for you. And the word says, let him do it with joy. God, and you know what? I'm trying to be the best saint that Brother Gordon's got in Martinsburg. Hallelujah. I don't say that I'm a grinning and chuckling about it, but I'm sincere. Amen. Hallelujah. Whenever I went to church there, I told him, I said, "I'm not here to pastor your church. I'm here to worship." Yeah. Praise God. And I'm telling you what, every time I go to service, I talk to the Lord about my worship. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord, to be an asset to you. Yeah. Help me to be an asset to you, not a liability. Come on. I don't think God is pleased for us to be a liability to him. He wants us to be an asset to him. Praise God. Come on, friend. None of us is important within ourselves. But God can make us important. He can make us important. And I'm telling you this, you don't have to be on the platform to be important for God. All you have to do is live for Him day by day. Praise God. But I wanna focus on this scripture that I read to you. Be sure your sin will find you out. Hallelujah. You can't run fast enough. Hallelujah. You can't put on a show too much. Hallelujah. To get rid of it. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you this, that we're living in a time that people specialize in hiding stuff. There's husbands and wives that hides things from each other. I've even known of where they had different bank accounts. Now, if you have a that's between you and God. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you what, I believe that one flesh, they ought to have one bank account.
Come on, amen.
Come on, I believe that. Hallelujah. But I've had mostly women, say a husband had another account that they didn't know anything about.
Right.
And I said, well, that's not right. That's not good. That's not good.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You know what? And you're supposed to be one flesh.
Right.
That's what it says. Supposed to be one flesh. Amen. So one flesh, amen, doesn't go two different separate ways.
That's right.
Walk together. Talk together. Pray together. Play together.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, live for God together. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know what? I'm so concerned about society these days. I read the other day that it is getting to be popular where women do not take their husband's last name. People, I read some statistics. It was shocking. It was shocking, I'm telling you. I don't know. I'm biblical. Hallelujah. I'm old-fashioned, I guess, but I still believe that the husband is the spiritual head of their home.
Amen.
Brethren, if you're here and you let your wife do it all, you're shame on yourself. Shame on you. Come on, be a man. Buck up. Bear your responsibility. Hallelujah. Be an example to your kids, to your neighbors. To your co-workers.
Amen.
To your relatives.
Yeah.
Come on. There's a reason why relatives don't have respect for you.
Right.
Nobody likes hypocrisy.
Right. That's right.
I don't mean to dampen nobody's spirit or rain on your parade. Hallelujah. But nobody likes that.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Even a hypocrite doesn't like it.
Right. That's right.
If you don't believe me, ask one. They'll tell you. They'll tell you flat out. Come on, people. Hey, listen here. We know how to get a hold of God.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'm telling you this. We need to get our head in this book and study it.
Amen.
Like Paul told Timothy in the second chapter in the 15th verse. 2 Timothy. Yeah, study to shew thyself approved a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Praise God. I'm telling you what, you need to quit. You need to quit dissecting what your pastor says. And make it say what you want it to say. That's dangerous. That nobody will get anywhere spiritually with that. You'll stunt your growth.
Come on. All right.
In fact, you'll stunt yourself out of growing. You'll be an invalid. In the spirit. Come on, praise God. Hallelujah. I learned a long time ago. I'm very careful to say, I don't believe that. Because I'm telling you what, there's been a time or two I had to eat those words. I had to eat those words. And I tell you what, friend, if you're not one of these type of persons, you ought to be. I am of this opinion. If you can tell me something that'll help me to better my walk with God, I'm going to listen to it. I don't care what mouth it comes out of. If it's a babe, hallelujah, you know, whatever. If it's an elder, I don't care what it is. We need all the instructions we can get.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I need all the help I can get.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'll tell you this, we need to send services right too. Praise God. Faithful. Be faithful to the services. Amen. Out there, Hebrews 10 and 25 stand out on me for years. It stood out on me. It's caused me to go to church whenever my body said, you need to sit down and take her easy for a while. Hallelujah. Forsaking not the assembling of yourselves together. So much the more. And man, if it was bad in Paul's day, it's got to be much worse today. Got to be worse today. Come on, people. I think it's a shame. I think it's a shame and a disgrace for us apostolics to lay out a service when years ago folks did things harder and slower than we do today.
Come on. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Come on. I don't know if you've ever done this, but I have. You follow a team in the field for a few hours in the day. I'm telling you what, it tires you out. But I'm telling you this, I've seen it happen time and time again. Prayer service, they was there for prayer service. They would always, church time, they would always take a break, stop, quit in the field, because it was church time. They love God. They loved their worship. Hallelujah. Man, I tell you what, I've seen the prayer room come out of the prayer room on fire. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what, it'd be a little hard for women today because they don't wear hairpins. But man, they shout them hairpins out of the hair. Now they gotta bathe it in hairspray. Hallelujah. I'll never forget back in the 60s. I'll never forget this. I was at Brother Lee Davis' church in Riverside, California, and I seen this young man. He was less than 20 years old, and he had something under his coat there, and I happened to get a peek at it, and it was hairspray. And this boy, he was taking it to the bathroom, spraying his hair down, and I thought, my Lord, what's this world coming to? What's this world coming to? Come on, people. Come on, people. We need God. We need God from the pulpit back to the door. We need Him, amen. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you what, this year, there's some words that apostolics are skittish on. And one of them is you got to let God do it. I don't know why they're skittish of that brother Reynolds, but they are. But I'll tell you what, that's the God's truth. There's some things that God will not do until you and I let Him.
Right.
Hallelujah. So loose the hands of God. Let Him let him do what He wants to do.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on. Amen. Come on. There's nobody here ashamed of apostolic, are you?
Come on.
Somebody said, well, if sister didn't act up or brother didn't act up, I'd invite somebody to come. But as sure as I do, they're going to act up. That's all right. Let them act up. Let them act up.
Come on.
Hallelujah. I heard years ago this preacher that he was preaching, and it was a true story. He told me about it. Amen. And so anyway, he had one guy was excited back in the congregation, and he couldn't. So he was going to close his message, and as soon as he did, this guy ran to the altar. I mean, he ran just as fast as he could. And so after everything settled down, he got to him. He said, brother, said, I want to know what was it I said that caused you to run to the altar. And the guy busted his balloon. He said, it wasn't you, brother, it wasn't you. He says, that little sister testifying before, sir, or when the testimony service. Come on, friend. Come on, come on. Come on, we need to let our light shine. We need, come on. Don't be embarrassed to bring your friends or our neighbors or acquaintance and somebody shouts. That's a good sign. Come on, they need to see that. We've got young people that needs to see that. Come on, we got young people that needs to see people rejoicing. Hallelujah. And they see mom and dad rejoicing. Hallelujah. I heard a story years ago it's a little humorous, but there's having this funeral, and this preacher was up there, and he was eulogizing this fella, and so the mother told her son, said, go up there and check and see if that's your dad in that casket. Come on, come on, friend. Come on. Now, you know, I laugh at it too, but that's serious business. Serious business. Praise God, I'll tell you what. When you tell somebody you appreciate them, you ought to mean it. Hallelujah. And let me say this while I'm at it. You know what? You need to be careful shaking hands with the opposite sex. I'm going to say it again. You need to be careful how you shake hands with the opposite sex. You can send a message and a lot of other people wouldn't know it. I'm serious about this. I am doubly serious about this. Praise God. Some of you need to hear that. Should have heard that a long time ago. Come on. Be careful of how you shake hands. And be careful of how you eye contact. I'm talking about opposite sex. Hallelujah. Because I've seen problems come out of some situation like that, and that's not where it started, was eye contact or handshake. Come on. I'm not making it any bigger than what it is. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what. We have problems sometimes that we should not have. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. There are normal problems, and there's problems that we create. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember the first district conference I was in, Brother Billy Cole was there. And I forget now, but anyway, I was telling him, I said, I have no problems. That's not normal. All right. And Brother Cole, he got that strange laugh. He ha-ha'd a little bit. And so anyway, every time he'd see me in a restaurant or wherever, he'd say, Brother Willis, normal problem. I said, yeah, Brother Cole, didn't you ever hear that? They are normal problems. How did that come? I had my father-in-law. He was 75 years old. He thought he had a problem physically. So he goes and gets Doc Hamilton to give him a physical. 3 or 4 days later, Doc calls him in, lays his hand on his shoulder, and then Brother Nelson was 75 years old. He said, Brother Nelson, or Mr. Nelson, he said, you're in fine shape for a man your age. He said, you just got to expect a pain every now and then. That's normal. So some of the pain you feel is normal. I can tell the difference every 5 years. No, I'm serious. If you can't tell the difference, you're not paying attention. But every 5 years, I can tell the difference. Hallelujah. I don't like it, but it's there. Hallelujah. But it's normal. Hallelujah. It's normal. Hallelujah. You know, here and there. Praise God. And I'm not saying this bragging, so please don't nobody think of this. I haven't had a headache since 1956. I never had them bad, but I would have them once in a while. But I'm telling you, that's the God's truth. And I'll tell you, my heart goes out to these people, it does. But I'm telling you, God is still the same God. He's still on the throne. Hallelujah. He's just waiting on you and I to let Him do something for us. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes, I hate to say this, I really do, sometimes we like to baby our pain because it brings us sympathy from other people. Well, I don't want you feeling sorry for me over something like that. I want you to pray for me. Hallelujah. I remember Brother Roy Riley, Jerry Riley. I knew his son real well, and Roy was sick. And Brother Roy was sick one day, and somebody come in, they were going to pray for him. He got in there and he said, now Brother Roy said, God can do this, that, and the other. And Roy said, I know that. Said, I want you to get Him to do it. Don't just talk about it, get Him to do it. Come on, come on. Some of us are full of talk. We need to let God do it. Praise God. You know, go on. I'm of this opinion. You can disagree if you want to and be wrong. That's up to you. But I'm telling you this. I believe in this. When you pray, get up and act like it's done. Get up and act like it's done. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Apostolics, we're living beneath our privileges in God. Come on, hallelujah. But whatever you do, don't hide anything from God and don't hide it from your pastor. Come on, come on, come on. We're some of us are specialists in some of this stuff. But I'm telling you this, I've had people come to me, and I know you're not supposed to refer to yourself, but if I knew it about these brothers, I'd say it about them. But I'll tell you what, I've had them come to me, Brother Allen, and they'd form their as a question, they would form a question to them. God would reveal it to me. I said, you're not, hold it. I said, you're forming that as a question. I said, you got your mind made up. You're telling me you're going to do that. Boy, that really gets attention. They look at me because they formed it as a question. And so God told me, said their mind's made up. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what, God showed me one time a church, a good brother in the church. Hallelujah. God showed me a problem that was a potential of a problem, and this is the truth. It was a serpent, and it was in the church. And I got down there and looked in the face of that serpent, and this was that brother. And I'm telling you what, friend, it turned out exactly. Today, and I hate to say this, the brother is in a nursing home out of his mind. And it breaks my heart, because I saw him. He was standing on my left side of the building. And he hit that there at pew, and he said, I can serve God. He didn't have no Holy Ghost that time. He ran to the altar, and so help me God. If I'm not telling you the truth, God take me into rapture right now. But I'm telling you what, before his knees hit the floor, he was speaking in tongues. And nobody was there praying with him. Hallelujah. But today, he's in a nursing home, out of his mind. And that really concerns me. I thought, God, I never questioned, but I pray for him every day. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you this, be honest and up above board. Hallelujah. Don't be, if you're a Bible reader, you know I'm telling you the truth about Israel. Man, their king, their judge, whoever the leader was, the elder, whoever, amen, if it was a good one, they served God. But when that one's moved out of the way and the next one's a bad one, they served that man. Hallelujah. I'm not here to change your mind. I'm here to help you to change your mind. For if I change your mind, the next person will change your mind. Man, that's so deep, but some don't get that. But I want to say it again. You need to change your mind, not let somebody change it for you. Hallelujah, because that brings in wishy-washiness. Hallelujah, but you need to be steadfast, unmovable, bounding in the love of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You take in Corinthians, the 5th chapter, Paul talks about being a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Apostolic, that's why this is a fresh walk every day. Hallelujah. Remember, we haven't passed this way before. Hallelujah. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow, maybe. Hallelujah, but I'll tell you what, if you wake up with the Lord on your mind, hallelujah, amen, don't wake up grumpy. Don't wake up on the wrong side of the bed, as they say. I'm telling you what, those are cop-outs. No apostolic should wake up with a bad spirit. Renew that Holy Ghost every day. Remove it, renew it every day. Praise God, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Let me say this to you. Pray through every day. Somebody said, do I have to? No, you get to. You get to. Come on. I'm so glad that I didn't have some of this here thoughts that some people have today. You know, when I came into this, I never thought for one moment if I could live it or not. And let me say this. If you're here today and you're one of these that you're waiting for everything to get just right, forget it, honey. You'll be doing that 10 years from now if God lets you live. Because everything's not going to get right. Remember, today's the day of salvation. Now's the accepted time. Don't care where it's at. Hallelujah. My brother had a brother receive the Holy Ghost out on the gravel road at 10 or 11 o'clock at night after Sunday night service. He didn't get the Holy Ghost at church, so we was riding along with our uncle, and God got to moving in that car so bad that my other uncle said, told his brother, he said, you're going to have to stop and give us a break here. And boy, when he did that, 39-4, all four doors opened. And then we piled out of there, and my brother, he was running back there, pitch dark. He was running back there towards the railroad track. He was just barely him, and here he come, and he leaned up on the back of that 39-4, and he started speaking in tongues, that heavenly language, as everybody does, they get the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You can't get the Holy Ghost without speaking in other tongues. Initial sign is speaking in other tongues. Hallelujah. And I always say this, many signs thereafter. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is the initial sign. You got to speak in tongues to receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. But I'm telling you this, that's not the only sign you got the Holy Ghost. After you speak in tongues, there's if you have love one to another. Hallelujah. Like Jesus said, by this all men will know. Not just some, but all men will know that you're my disciple. Amen. Because you have love one to another. Amen. One to another. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you what, I'm telling people to read the book of Acts. Hallelujah. I'd advise anybody in this congregation today, read the book of Acts. All 28 chapters. Hallelujah. Especially you that don't have the Holy Ghost. Read the 28th chapter. That's where the church was born. That's the way the church is supposed to act. But I'm telling you this, Peter and John, them, they took note that the rulers of that day took note that they were ignorant and unlearned. But they took note they had been with Jesus. Hallelujah. It's no accident that they were first called Christians at Antioch because they'd been with Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you what. I'm running out on time. I'm running out of time. But I'm telling you this. I hope I never get done. I hope I never get done. But I'm telling you today. I'm telling you today. You're in the right church. You're in the right pew. Amen. At the right time. There's no better time than this morning, Sunday morning, to get the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you this. You must repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's promised to you. You can receive the Holy Ghost before you're baptized. But I tell you what, you still got to get baptized in Jesus' name. I've run into many that, well, I got the Holy Ghost. Yeah, but I tell you what, that those sins are not remitted. They're still with you. They're still with you. Hallelujah. Because they got to be remitted with water baptism. That's the only pill that I advise people to take, and it's with water in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. If you'll stand with me, praise God. Hallelujah. I'd like to close with Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, and I believe it is the 13th verse. Ecclesiastes. I'll find it here just in a minute. You know, I am amazed with Solomon. Jesus said there was no greater born of a woman than Solomon. But he sure done some silly things. All them concubines. You know that? I can't understand that. Man, I tell you what. I had a time keeping with one. No, she was a good one. I'll tell you what, I still miss her. I still miss her. But I'm telling you, for a man to be so smart as he was. But I like when he closed Ecclesiastes out and the 13th verse, he said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Praise God. So if you're hiding something from your wife or your husband, if you're hiding it from your pastor or whoever you're hiding it from, you can't hide it from God. I'm telling you, he never sleeps nor slumbers. He knows exactly what I done last night. He knows exactly what I'm going to do tonight if he lets me live. Right. He knows from the beginning to the end. Praise God. And if we ever get a hold of the mind of God, let's do it right now. What do you say? Hallelujah. And let me tell you this. Whatever you need from God, these altars are open. If you've been around apostolics very long, you know that you don't have to wait for no altar call to come to the altar. Come on, come on. Come on, friend. That altar is open. Several times I've read my scripture. Never got to preach, Brother Reynolds, and they would be an individual would come to the altar. And I welcome that. Come on, let's talk to Jesus. What do you say? And if you need anything, Holy Ghost or water baptism of Jesus, and you need anything, healing, whatever you need, come and believe God, and I believe He'll take care of you. Let's talk to Him. Praise God. Lord, we're blessing you today. Thank you, Lord, for this time to be together with this people, lovely God, in this place, Lord Jesus. Ask you, Lord, to move on every soul of the God. Every soul of the Lord. Come on, people. Come on, people. Let's get it. Let's crack the iron while it's hot. Hallelujah. God help us, Jesus. Lord, here today, Lord. Help us, Lord, with these needs in this building today, Lord. Move upon us, God. Help us, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I tell you, people, open your mouth to the Lord. Come on, open your mouth to the Lord. Tell Him all about it. Praise God. Tell Him all about it. He wants to help you today. He wants to give you some relief. He wants to give you the Holy Ghost. He wants to give you, supply your needs today if you'll let Him. Praise God. He's a great, big, wonderful God. And He does care. He does care. He does care. He does care. Praise God. Have your way, Jesus. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior. What you need today. Praise God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. Have your blessed way, Jesus. Move on them, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I surrender all. Yes, Lord. Yes. To Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender. Praise God, praise God. Yes, Lord, yes. Surrender. God, praise God.
All yes. To Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender.
Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I surrender. To Thee, my
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Jesus' name. My God. Move on these young men, lovely God. Every one of them.
Today,